Hi, and thanks for listening to Over the Counter, the podcast from Drug Topics. I'm Gabrielle Entile, and in this episode, we're talking to Brad Dayton, Senior Account Executive at Supply Logics, about how to create and maintain meaningful inventory management solutions. Sponsored by Supply Logics. Supply Logics gives you the power to take control of your pharmacy supply chain. Retailers and outpatient health system pharmacies leverage Supply Logics' experienced account management team and highly scalable web services platform to provide predictive analytics that increase profitability through optimized inventory operations. They can help you gain a competitive advantage by optimizing your inventory replenishment activity and help you redistribute inventory across locations to minimize losses from returns. So joining me today is Brad Dayton, registered pharmacist and senior account executive with Supply Logics. Brad, thanks so much for speaking with me today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate the opportunity to have a good conversation.
So in this episode, we're talking about inventory management solutions for pharmacy. Before we get into it, Brad, can you speak a bit to your experience in technology solutions and your expertise in the pharmacy space?
Absolutely. I have been a pharmacist for 32 years. I've worked as a pharmacy manager in retail stores, as a pharmacy district manager for CVS, with Ahold USA as the director of pharmacy systems, where from a technology standpoint, I worked with our IT teams to ensure that our business needs and goals were met with the technology solutions that we had. And I've also at Ahold USA served as the VP of pharmacy, where I was responsible for the entire back office and the field operations. For the past 3.5 years, I've been working with Supply Logics as a senior account executive. I joined Supply Logics after I left Ahold because I used the products and enjoyed the application so much. I thought it'd be a great company to work for.
Great. Thanks for that introduction. So just diving right into the topic here, why is it so important for a pharmacy to have a thoughtful inventory management process?
I think that's a very good question. I'd like to look at it probably in three ways. First and foremost, retail health systems, retail pharmacies and or health system pharmacies alike continue to face enormous pressures to streamline their inventory purchasing cost while maximizing the margins they operate under, which are very, very slim today. Ensuring a pharmacy purchases their inventory at the right time and at the lowest possible cost can go a long way in combating the ever-shrinking margins seen in the pharmacy industry today. Secondly, I hate to see pharmacy inventory sit on the shelves when the pharmacy has no need for it. They could be simply overstocked because they haven't effectively managed the purchasing process, or they've had patients who are no longer taking that medication. When that happens, many times the wrong inventory can become a drain on the operating capital of the pharmacy and eventually become unsellable and expire. Though it's just not the cost associated with purchasing inventory, it also can be a matter of patient care. And that's my third point. When a product is out of stock or expires on the pharmacy shelf, a pharmacy can lose sales and ultimately a patient's trust. Today, our pharmacists in our industry have many, many items on their plate, and that plate continues to get bigger and busier each day. One thing that we don't want to have them worry about is the product on the shelf. When they turn around to fill the prescription, we want to make sure that we have that product for them.
So what do you see as some of the common mistakes pharmacies make when it comes to inventory management?
Unfortunately, there can be a few. The first one that I'd like to discuss is not relying on technology at all. I'll say this because I'm a pharmacist. I think pharmacists think we are a little smarter than the average computer, maybe. And sometimes we'll say we can do it better. So some pharmacy chains and pharmacies allow their pharmacists to completely manage the inventory process. I think that's very challenging. Take an example in a pharmacy store. If there's two pharmacists they're each there about half the time that the store is open. They're only seeing half the prescriptions that are being dispensed. It's really impossible for them to remember every prescription that has been dispensed when they go to replenish it. And it takes away their time if they're working on inventory, on managing their inventory. That time could be spent on more clinical areas of their practice. Secondly, I see sometimes a pharmacy will use basic tools such as their pharmacy management system. They'll use that to create auto reorder points, and they'll set it and forget about it. So the pharmacist will pick the reorder point and leave it there, and a year later they're using that same reorder point. That causes a few problems. One, you're not looking ahead to determine future needs, i.e. seasonal items. Two, volumes of medications will and dispensing patterns will naturally change. If you're setting it and forgetting it, unfortunately, you're potentially going to lead to out-of-stock situations, and potentially you could allow drugs to expire on your shelf. The third thing that they don't do is have a process in place to address those potential drugs that are going out of stock. For multiple reasons, a product can go from being moving one day to not moving the next day. You need a process in place to return those products for full credit. And I think the last thing is just not having inventory goals or a strategy. You could use technology, but if you don't have a strategy behind it, I think you end up in the same situation of having not using technology. Your strategy needs to include how much you plan on spending on inventory. What service level do you want to meet? Is any out of stock acceptable, or do you want to be in stock 100% of the time? There are other tools other than services that help you manage your inventory that can also address your goals, such as refill reminders and auto refill programs. So having your strategy and how you're going to get there using knowing what tools are is very important.
And what role can technology play in building and maintaining these processes?
Great question. Pharmacies continue to face pressures from increased competition, higher fees imposed by the insurers, changing federal and state regulations, and all the while, the pharmacies must continue to provide their patients with excellent healthcare services. Patients have come to rely on their pharmacists for more than just filling prescriptions. Often, the neighborhood pharmacist is the most accessible member of the healthcare team. With pharmacies offering services such as prescription counseling, medication therapy management, immunizations, and very soon, starting today actually, COVID-19 immunizations and COVID-19 testing, time and labor costs are becoming more of a burden for our typical pharmacies. Easing these administrative tasks through the implementation of technology can go a long way in freeing up more time to spend with patients. I like to think that simplifying the burden of supply chain management, i.e. taking the labor-intensive responsibilities off their plate, in many ways actually leads to better, more effective patient care. The pharmacist can't treat their patient if they don't have the right medication in hand. Additionally, having technology can provide you flexibility to pivot quickly when needed. A perfect example is the pandemic that we are seeing right now. In March of 2020, when the pandemic really started hitting, many pharmacies were faced with challenges. Am I going to have drug shortages? Are the manufacturers going to be able to keep up with the supply and with their supply to meet the increased demand that we were seeing in March? Having technology in place allows you to pivot very quickly to meet those changing needs. Nobody could have predicted the increase in 90-day prescription fills that occurred in March, not knowing that there was COVID-19 coming and going, spreading rampant through the country. Technology also provides you the flexibility to meet your inventory budget goals. There are times when the pharmacies are under pressure to be at a certain dollar amount of their inventory. Having technology will allow you to get there very quickly. We have seen pharmacies realize as much as a 35% improvement in their turns, and we've seen them minimize losses from unsaleable returns as much as 25% by using technology. The bottom line, technology allows the pharmacist to practice at the top of their license. They allow the pharmacist to handle patients' clinical needs as well as meeting their basic customer service needs of having medication in stock.
So you mentioned the changing needs and prescriptions amid the pandemic and the challenges there. How can a pharmacy ensure that they have the right medication at the right time and in the right location without overpurchasing?
As I said at the introduction, I'm currently an account manager with SupplyLogic, and we have a few tools that address these. And I'd like to talk just at a very high level and talk about the benefits of those tools. The first is pinpoint order. It's one of our primary products that works to allow the pharmacy to have the right inventory in the right place at the right time, so they can rest assured that they will have the medications in stock needed to fulfill their patient's need. Our software utilizes predictive intelligence algorithms to centralize the inventory decision process. I call that the stocked, not stock decision. It allows you at the corporate level to make decisions based on your individual store's movement of their medications. This allows the pharmacist at the individual store to focus on patient care instead of supply chain management. A really unique feature of Pinpoint Order is that it's completely configurable to meet your goals of your pharmacy, whether that's to help you ensure appropriate in-stock levels, reduce working capital, or a combination of both by managing a just-in-time inventory. Like I mentioned with COVID-19, it gives you the ability to pivot almost in an immediate time period. We've also recently introduced a new feature in our Pinpoint Order called Inventory Segmentation Dashboard. Our Inventory Segmentation Dashboard allows chains to segment their data into buckets, for lack of a better term, that helps you answer questions that are most impactful to your ordering process. We can answer questions such, are you holding enough inventory on your fastest moving drugs? A pharmacist never wants to have to tell a customer that, hey, I'm out of stock of your cholesterol medication, when that customer knows that they're not the only one taking that cholesterol medication. There are probably multiple patients taking that, and they get it every month. Those are tough conversations to have. So we want to make sure that you always have enough inventory in your fastest moving drugs. And on the other side, you want to make sure that you're not holding too much inventory on the slowest moving drugs, because those are the drugs in the pharmacy that could end up going out of date and end up going back to a reverse distributor without getting credit for. And you want to make sure you're not stocking drugs where you have no movement on. Using the Inventory Segmentation Dashboard allows you to answer these questions. Our second tool that helps with inventory management is Pinpoint Transfer. Our Pinpoint Transfer product allows our customers to identify medications that are not being regularly dispensed at their pharmacy and are either deemed dead or simply overstocked in one pharmacy. The application finds another pharmacy within the organization that is dispensing that medication on a more regular basis. We then give them a way to organize the transfer of those medications and facilitate that transfer over to the store that has the best chance of selling it. We see sell-through rates within 90 days of 85 to 90% of that medication, thus taking the product where it was dead or overstocked at one store, destined to go out of date, to moving it to another store where it can be sold to a customer. This reduces the chain's overall inventory levels. At the store where you transfer it from, you get rid of product that's not moving. At the store where you transfer it to, they sell the product without purchasing more inventory. It's a win-win situation for both of the stores in that transfer. On average, we have customers transfer about $75,000 worth of inventory per site annually. We have a second tool under the Pinpoint Transfer called Return to Vendor. This product identifies items, full pack items that are either dead or overstocked in the pharmacy, like when we transfer to another store. But instead of transferring to another location, we transfer those back to the wholesaler to receive full credit. That way you're getting the maximum amount of credit for that product per your contract with your wholesaler. I like to think of Pinpoint Order and Pinpoint Transfer as diet and exercise. The reason I say that is Pinpoint Order is the diet component. Everybody cheats on their diet once in a while. You want to make sure you're controlling what you're bringing in. That's what Pinpoint Order does. And if you accidentally bring something in that you weren't supposed to, i.e. you had dessert maybe 7 nights in a row instead of 1 night out of 7, you want Pinpoint Transfer to help you get rid of that extra inventory. and that's the exercise point of it. Together, the diet and exercise help keep inventory fresh and ready to use in the pharmacy. We have another tool that we've built. It's an automated tool to also aid in the inventory management process. Sometimes accurate inventory counts in a pharmacy can be a very generally a very labor-intensive, error-prone process. But we have an application called Pinpoint Count that works together with our Pinpoint Order and Transfer to provide pharmacy-specific cycle counts to ensure accurate on-hand quantities. Basically, it's a system of checks and balances that the pharmacy supply chain management, so it ensures accuracy, that it is a vital pharmacy financial accounting tool as well. It helps save the pharmacy both time and money by simply ensuring that the products are accurate, the quantity on hand are accurate in their pharmacy.
And where else can technology impact the inventory purchasing and management process?
I think it definitely plays a role in controlled substances monitoring and purchasing. Pharmacies play a huge role in fighting the prescription drug abuse problem we have seen in this country. In fact, pharmacists have a professional obligation to exercise extreme caution when they dispense controlled substances. And that same obligation extends to the pharmacy itself on how it orders, stores, and tracks that inventory. SupplyLogic offers two tools that can assist in the tracking of controlled substances, Pinpoint Audit and Pinpoint Monitor. Pinpoint Audit deals with identification of potential diversion and or theft of controlled substances or other high-value medications within the pharmacy. Our application continually monitors the purchases and dispensing of controlled substance medication and scores the risk of diversion by each pharmacy location. This provides a consolidated reporting that lessens the burden of compiling all the information required to monitor theft and or diversion with a large chain or a multi-store facility. Taking it a step farther, Pinpoint Monitor is SupplyLogic's tool to proactively track and identify suspicious orders of controlled substances, both by patients and by practitioners. We can monitor suspicious ordering on a global scale by using our entire marketplace of about 14,000 pharmacies to determine normal dispensing patterns. This provides added security, which can lead to reduced violations, fines, and potential licensure risk of the pharmacy. Using these technologies also help ensure compliance with state and federal laws concerning the dispensing of controlled substances and make the pharmacy a safer and more reasonable provider. We've had made recent upgrades to our Pinpoint Audit and Pinpoint Monitor applications that allow for increased capabilities that have been very well received by our customers.
Here's Brad's biggest takeaways on pharmacy inventory management solutions.
If I'm a retail pharmacy, first and foremost, I want to make sure that I understand what my goals are. I want to know how much money I want to spend on inventory, and I want to know what's my acceptable service levels. Once I have those goals, I want to make sure that I'm using technology to its fullest so that my pharmacy teams can practice pharmacy at the top of their license. I don't want the thought process of inventory to be the main thing that the pharmacist is thinking about. I want to use my technology to reduce out of stocks, maintain my inventory budgets, and at the end of the day, make pharmacy better for our pharmacists.
For more episodes, visit drugtopics.com. And if you enjoyed this episode, make sure to subscribe and share with your pharmacy friends.